times it can take your foe a spin. Heartbreak hotel to your home again. I seen love make a nigga so pretend, like a story that he don't want to end. Yo,
how beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. It's a place I got to be. Loving you is loving me. How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is loving me.
It's all love where we come from. In the hood, love, we was told to run from. That same hood where the gun sung. We holler love, hoping it become one. Crack got so many lives undone. From lack of love, many hide, some run. I knew this girl with a son who dreamt of acting in plays. Demonstration with a man had her trapped in a maze. Trying to find herself again, much of that she a gave. Love can free us, to her some react as a slave. Funny, we love her more when they relaxed in a grave. Wonder if a thug is raw, is he acting afraid? Everybody loves some, why do I attract shade? Heard of the love of money, but compassion it pays. Talk about it with my youth, so she understand what it is to be loved by a man.
How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Yeah, it's a place I got to be. Loving you is loving me. Okay, how beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is loving me.
Some say that I'm a dreamer cause I talk about it often. Seen the hardest nigga soften with his homie in a coffin. We walking, standing, fall in it. With the right companion, we all in it. Mary sang a song about it. Having broad limits in the game of life, it's the scrimmage. Reminiscing on letters I wrote in my small days. A letter to the people love always, yeah.
How beautiful love can be. Woo. On the streets, love is hard to see. It's a place I got to be. Loving you is loving me. How beautiful love can be. On the streets, love is hard to see. Gotta reach that frequency. Loving you is loving me.
All right, you're listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown. Hope you're doing well out there. It's been a beautiful day, despite a little rain and a little wind. Let's see here. Yeah, we'll just do this. Sorry. Oh, that's right. Sorry, I had something else all lined up for you. There we go. Hey, we're back. You're listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown. Folks, I am back. I want to let you know a little bit about this weekend coming up. It's HempCon. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Cow Palace. You can get your tickets at the door. They got everything. They got edibles. They got glassware. They got seminars. They got fun games and concerts and music and all kinds of things. HempCon. Go check it out. It's at the Cow Palace this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Talk about getting higher. I hope you all have a happy 420. It's coming up, I believe, next Wednesday. Yes, that is correct. I hope you have a happy and safe 420 next Wednesday and have a great weekend this weekend. All right.
Look here. Look at that. Is you over there? We better sing one verse, boys. All right. What we got to do?
Gotta have a funky good time.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta have a funky good time.
Okay, hey folks.
Do I like it?
Please.
Sexual. something I can't do. Oh, I can get on the telephone and call you a baby. And honey, you'll be there to relieve me. All the love you give to me will free me. Oh, and if you don't know the things you're dealing, oh, I can tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing.
Let's make love tonight.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
'Cause you do it right.
Baby, I got sick this morning. A sea was storming
inside of me. And
baby, I think I'm capsizing.
All the waves are rising and rising. And when I sexual healing, sexual healing is good for me.
Makes me feel
so fine.
It's good to rush, helps to relieve
my mind,
and it's good for us.
Love tonight.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
'Cause you do it right.
I can't wait for you to operate. When I get this feeling,
I want sexual healing.
Oh, when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
You're listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. We have a request. Feel free to call in with your request too at 415-550-0511. What's going on? Oh, there we go.
Now here you go again. You say
you want your freedom.
Of your love.
listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. All right. Hey, we're going to get to crazy sports talk in just a moment, but I want to do something talk about a little something more important than just sports. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to find some more appropriate music.
To keep your head above the water, see. It seems the older I get, the more freedom I have. But everything is complicated to me. Responsibilities, pocket ticket, stress. Oh my God, get off my back before I stop my break. Yo, I got to elevate, back my feet. Take me to the highest when the problem on the city streets. The victims in my freak is sneaky freaks.
Whoops. Damn it. Hey, one of these days I'll get used to being a DJ and do things a little bit more smoother. Alright. Here we go. Alright, folks, you are listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio FM. If you have a request or anything you would like to talk about, feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511. Alright, so let's get down to it. Goddamn North Carolina. When North Carolina lawmakers pass what they view as the most sweeping anti-LGBT law in the country, supporters say it was needed to fend off a potential wave of local laws like the transgender-friendly bathroom ordinance adopted by the city of Charlotte. But opponents have called this new law a hostile takeover of human rights. All the attention on who can use toilets and locker rooms has overshadowed what employment rights advocates say is an even more expansive change made by the law, one that could affect all workers in North Carolina, not just those who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. As it's been widely reported, North Carolina legislature kind of rushed last month to pass this HB2, I believe is what it's called, the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act, which requires transgender people and everyone else to use public restrooms according to the biological sex on their birth certificate. It also bars local governments from passing ordinances like Charlotte's that allow, you know, a male who is now transgendered into a female to use female bathrooms. They would have to use the male bathrooms. But legislation doesn't stop there. Tucked inside the language, there's some words that essentially strips North Carolina workers of the ability to sue under a state anti-discrimination law. And this right has been upheld in court, you know, time and time again. It's been attacked a few times since 1985, but it's always been upheld. And if you were fired because of your race or fired because of your gender or religion, you know, then this prevents you from seeking retribution, essentially. It's kind of a Trojan horse for LGBT issues in that... you know, now that this law is passed, it's essentially allowing or opening up the door to be able to fire people because of their sexuality or their transgender, what have you. But you know, there's been, like, Bruce Springsteen canceled his concert there because of this. There's an interesting meme that was going around showing this studly black bodybuilder who has won a few competitions, bodybuilding competitions. His name is Sean Stinson. I think most white people would find this guy very, very scary if they were to find him in an alley. This guy is ripped. As I said, he is a bodybuilding champion. He has won bodybuilding competitions. And he used to be a she. Sean was born a female and has transgendered, done the transition into a male person and done so very successfully. And so there's a meme passed going around with his picture attached to it that said, NC just passed a law saying people must use public restrooms based on gender on their birth certificate at the time of their birth without exception. I can't see what happens when someone looks like me, essentially, a big black ripped guy, very intimidating, and walks into a ladies' room full of white women, because that's what would be required of him. Now, the funny thing is, Sean Stinson did not create this meme. And he had to reply in regards to it, and this is his reply. Normally I don't do this, but since I've been getting a lot of messages, tags, phone calls, etc. in reference to this post that's gone viral, I will address my concerns. For the record, I do not know, nor am I affiliated with the person who crafted this post. I do not think they meant any harm or disrespect towards me. I think their intent was to challenge NC law by utilizing my masculinity as an example of how ridiculous the law is. For those of you who are unaware, the law was passed in the state of North Carolina. It's not federal. It's just a state law. Yes, the law is very unfortunate, but far from surprising, especially given, you know, this is my own comment, not his, especially given that it's from the South. I'm surprised more states have not jumped on this bandwagon and tried to enact their own LGBT discrimination laws. But getting back to his comments, history shows that the government is known for passing laws that can negatively impact, harm, and affect the people. Let us not forget Jim Crow laws, along with many others. This is why it's very important for us not to just vote during the presidential election year, but every election that takes place. I do not reside in the state of NC. However, let me be clear. If I was to live or to visit, I would not comply with this law for several reasons. One, I am a man, and men do not use the ladies' room. Secondly, beyond that, there are many, many dangers that follow this law. A man walking into a ladies' room would immediately cause a scene and scare the living shit out of all women, causing them to feel threatened. At this point, there is no telling what could happen. There are unlimited, harmful, and life-threatening scenarios that can take place. For example, fellas, for a moment, just imagine hearing your wife, girlfriend, daughter, mother, or sister screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs outside the ladies' room, only to see a man walking out. What would be your first instinct? Most men I know would be ready to choke slam the pervert that walked out of the ladies' room. Bottom line, this is not a joke. There are way too many negatives, dangers, and what ifs involved here, and the outcome can be devastating. To go even deeper, this law opens up the opportunity for male sex offenders and predators to pose as transgender men in order to prey on women and young girls. If this becomes the norm, men using the women's restroom, I can assure you that there will be some men taking advantage of this law. I recommend that not only the transgender community continue to press the issue, but also the women of NC. By no means am I telling anyone what to do or to break the law. I am simply saying that I personally will continue and always will use good judgment when it comes to situations like this. Peace all, and be safe. Excellently said. Think about that for a second, because the North Carolina lawmakers did not think about it at all. All a man has to do is say, oh, actually, I was born a woman. I've transitioned into a man, so I can use a woman's room. I can't wait for this shit to start happening. So that brings up a few other things I was concerned and just considering, you know, what other stupid laws does North Carolina have? And guess what? They have quite a few really stupid laws. Let's rattle them off. It is a felony to steal more than $1,000 of grease. There has been a bill passed that restricts local planning agencies' ability to use climate change science to predict sea level rise. Now, these are fairly pedestrian, but it gets worse. The mere possession of a lottery ticket is illegal in North Carolina and may result in a $2,000 fine. Luckily for many people, that law was repealed. Here's another law that was just repealed recently. No one may be a professional fortune teller, and if one wishes to pursue the practice as an amateur, it must be practiced in a school or church. So basically, your preacher can say, hey, I'm a fortune teller. Great. Luckily, that was repealed. But here it is. Here's where it gets just messed up. I hope nobody in North Carolina is having oral sex because it is a crime against nature there. No blowjobs for men in North Carolina unless they want to be arrested. A marriage can be declared void if either of the two persons is physically impotent. It is against the law to sing off key. I don't know how they enforce it, but hold on. Let's get, we've heard that one. Let's go. There we go. Yeah, there we go. All right, turn this down. All right, let's see what else North Carolina's got for us. Hey, elephants may not be used to plow cotton fields. While having sex, you must stay in the missionary position and have the shades pulled. If a man and woman who aren't married go to a motel or a hotel and register themselves as married, then according to state law, they are legally married. Wow. All couples staying overnight in a hotel must have a room with double beds that are at least 2 feet apart. It is illegal to have sex in a churchyard. Persons in possession of illegal substances must pay taxes on them. I don't know how they figure that one out, but yeah. A $3 tax must be paid on all white goods sold. Bingo games may not last over 5 hours unless it is held at a fair. All right, I think, you know what? Hey, we got one last bingo thing. Serving alcohol at a bingo game is not allowed. I guess unless it's at a fair? Listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511.
Over you, little mama. tripping out.
Right, it's my thing. You know I will.
Believe me, woman.
I said, it ain't no big deal. You need love, baby. Just as bad as I do, yeah. Makes no difference who you give your thing to. Oh, it's your thing. What you want to do, yeah. I can't tell you. That's right, you're listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown. All right. It's my thing. That means I can skip from one in the middle of one song right into the start of another.
Ow!
talking to. Hit me, man. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell who to talk to. I'm not trying to run your life. I know you wanna do what's right. I'll give your love, girl, to whoever you choose.
All right, it's my thing. I think I'm ready to get on with some sports here. You're listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call, 415-550-0511. I'm going to try and run right through sports a little bit. At 8 o'clock, when my show is supposed to end, I am going to... What am I going to do? I'm going to play DJ for about an hour or so. So let me get to sports here. Ow. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. All right. Hey. The Masters was this weekend, and there were some crazy things. Start off with Ernie Els, former Masters champion, I believe. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about Kobe, because I'll talk about Ernie in 1 second. Anyway, Kobe Bryant is done. He is now retired. I respected him as a player with his immense desire and the skill, but the guy was an asshole and a rapist, and not somebody I would even pick for my top 50 players. He scored 60 points in his farewell game, and he also shot the ball 50 times. 50 times. He missed 28 times. He had more misses than Steph Curry took, and the Warriors won. Anyway, he was 6 for 21 from three-point range. Just horrible. So the other person putting up bricks this weekend was Ernie Els. There we go. Hey, that's why I wanted to come in with him second. There's a popular term, coming out swinging. Well, he certainly did a lot of that on his first hole, finishing with a total of 9 shots after 7 putting. His first putt was actually 4 par. He received a quintuple bogey and pretty much took him out of the Masters. Jordan Spieth is another one who had a meltdown. He was up by 5 strokes with 9 holes to go and ended up losing without even so much as a playoff. There was a record 3 holes in 1 on the 16th hole. The last one was the most amazing one. It was rolling and actually hit another ball and seemed to be knocked off course, but somehow corrected itself as if like on a magnet or just, you know, on a string. And in it went. 3 holes in 1 on hole 16 throughout the weekend. All right, who cares really about golf? Hey, the Sharks are in the playoffs. Who cares about hockey either? They're playing the LA Kings. LA Kings 2 years ago were down 3-0 in the first round to the San Jose Sharks. And they ended up coming back and winning 4 straight games. And they ended up becoming champions. So, you know, we lost to the eventual champions. Maybe we can deal with that. I don't know. But, San Jose has made the playoffs quite a few times and left us fans brokenhearted quite a few times. They haven't quite gotten over the hump. Hopefully this is their year. I will let you know. I will vaguely follow it. Basically, I don't really care until they get to the finals. If they get to the finals, then I might start paying attention. All right, let's see here. The Giants were able to win 3 out of 4 games versus the LA Dodgers last weekend. That's a good job. In the game they lost, it was very tightly contested and could have gone either way. And Bumgarner in that game got another home run off of Kershaw. I don't believe even Kershaw got the win, but maybe he did. Anyway, very, very good game all in all. And Kershaw's a beast. He's an amazing pitcher. If we lose to him, I don't get too down. But if we lose to the other Dodgers players and pitchers, then I get a little pissed off. But they won 3 out of 4. Cueto actually showed quite a bit of resiliency after spotting the Dodgers a 5-0 lead after the first inning, and stayed through the seventh inning, allowing the Giants to come back and win. He actually notched the victory as well. They came back that series from both 4-0 and 5-0 to win the first and last games of the series. Hold on a second. Oh, hold on. I like it. That's the way. I like it. That is okay. That's the way. That's the way. Sorry, folks. I couldn't read my notes for a second. Anyway, Panic's fourth inning home run gave the Giants 14 for the opening week, which also allowed them to set a franchise record by homering in each of their first 7 games. All 9 Giants who have appeared in the opening day lineup, including Madison Bumgarner, have gone deep. And then on Tuesday, Trevor Brown, subbing for Buster Posey after getting hit by a foul tip on his foot, hit 2 home runs. And so far, all 3 of his hits in this year have been home runs. Oakland has been a little bit surprising. They are 3-0 on the road, but unfortunately 1-6 at home. They had a hard start to the season, but seemed to turn around visiting Seattle, and then came back home and stumbled against the Angels. Marcus Semien is showing up both defensively and offensively. They don't look horrible, but they don't quite look good yet. So we'll see how it all goes, and hopefully it all works out. I would love to see another Bay Bridge World Series. That just about wraps it up for sports talk. I'm going to... let's see here. Let's do this. Sorry, here we go. Give me your love. You're listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. I got about 15 more minutes here. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511. So far, we have no calls. Give me your love. Come on, folks. Give me your love. Give me your love. Give me a call. Make a request. Shaggy Soul Shakedown. Give me your love. I want you so bad.
Sucker.
mother sucker.
Oh, gotta be going down, getting down. Hold all the bees, I'm going down.
Oh, hey, let's turn that all the way up. If you could only see me right now, I'm getting the fuck down in this office, this radio station.
Oh, hold on! What's going on?
I'm starting to take my clothes off!
Let's ascend the turn. Out of the house. Out of the house. Welcome to this week's edition of Regarding Sex. I shouldn't say week, because we come to you live on the 1st and 3rd of the month, and we welcome you. Obviously, it's the first Wednesday of the month. You're live with at Regarding Sex from MutinyRadio.fm. This is your host, Will to Fly. My co-host, Spicy Spice, is on the East Coast for the month. So you'll be hearing from me solo today, although we've got a very interesting guest this afternoon. And you'll be hearing from Lulu Love and myself when we reconvene on the third Wednesday of the month. So stay tuned to that. We've got some great shows, a little different, more detail-oriented than some of the ones we did in April. But those were also the starting show. So there you go. In any case, we are going to have a guest in half an hour. And I do apologize for the late cut-in. It's a commuting country here in California, because we're coming live to you from San Francisco, California. And I got bumped on the bridge on the way in, and nobody stopped. And so now I'm going to have to fix my car, because, of course, I pay for insurance so they never can use it, right? Don't we all? Well, we should have a show on that at some point. Anyway, if you'd like to call in live, you know you can, 415-550-0511, or you can contact either one of us, any one of the three hosts, Lulu Loves at regardingsex.com, spicyspice.com, or myself, Will to Fly, that's WILLTOFLY, at Regarding Sex, or you can look us up on Facebook at Regarding Sex. We will be checking those throughout the show, so if you do have a question for our guests or a comment, please do give them to us. We will be, I can even forward them. If you would like to leave us a name and number, then we'll use that on the air, whatever name and number you do use. So do give us a call. And if you'd like to hear a show, or you have some a story you'd like to read on the show, we do have a storytelling hour, and we do have an opening this afternoon. So if you have a really great erotic piece of fiction or nonfiction, and you'd like to read it live, then please do contact us. And even if we can't get you on, we will have space for you in some of the upcoming shows. In fact, I believe that one of the shows coming up here in the future will probably be just a storytelling show. It's kind of one of our favorite times, one of our favorite parts of the show, mostly because we get to stand out in the lobby, socialize, and drink while somebody else takes over the air, right? So it's like free money, kind of. In any case, I am fully engaging, especially with myself. I think self-love is important. Self-radio is a little harder. So I will probably ramble a bit more than I normally do, but you could call and take me off the air. That's the easiest way to do. 415-550-0511. If you're listening to the podcast, obviously that number only works on the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 8 to 10. Or you can come down. We do have a live sponsor. This is a live show, and a lot of our demonstrations and our fuckery, if you will, and just the comments or the readings are all done live here in the studio audience. So do come down and join us at any time. We're a listener-supported radio, so donations are greatly appreciated, but there is no cost for any of this. So come on down, watch the show live, involve yourself live, and get to meet the hosts or our featured artists. And as you well know, we've had pretty much an author almost every single show, and that's been very interesting. So today, we're actually going to have the author of a new book, just come out, and you can get it. It's already available for download. I noticed I downloaded it on Google today, so I know it's there. And it's pretty interesting. He's got some interesting ideas. I'd like to we're going to explore some with him when he comes in. Somewhat controversial. Some of it is brilliantly simple, I think, in its assessment, but it'll be interesting to hear from the author, and you can't do that unless you pay attention and listen in after 8:30 tonight. And we will feature him for most of the hour, so you will have some chance to get in or call or ask him a question when that time comes. In any case, I want to also let you know that you can reach us if you have if you'd like to sponsor the show. We've had some interest in some of the more esoteric I almost hate the word sex, not because it's not descriptive. I mean, this is regarding sex, but facilitators, toys, playthings. Last show was 420, and we had some cannabis oil sponsors. And of course, as any of you that have listened to Mutiny Radio in the past know, we were sponsored by Alta California, which is a large medicinal marijuana company. And so, you know, we do have some interesting sidelights. In any case, I was going to bring up the, I was going to describe a little bit of the author or the book. And if any of you guys want to look it up before or kind of peruse it before you get on this show, that'd be great. I'm going to allow you to do that. And of course, I changed my my Facebook feed so that I can't find it. Right, just when you're on the air, it becomes un